Hi, everybody, and welcome to another episode of A Gem of a Secret podcast. My name is Coco Gem Holiday. I want to apologize right off the bat. I'm kind of getting over a sickness, and so my voice is going to be a little bit choppy today. And because of that, I am not in drag at all. I am actually just in a robe with some slippers on and trying to get my best life together. This episode is actually going to be one full clip dedicated to a story I would like to share with you all. Because next week it's going to be my husband, Adam, DJ Queer Cub's birthday, on the 23rd. So I wanted to tell you a little bit of a story, and this is kind of a present that I wanted to do for him, because I talk about him a lot in a lot of different capacities. And so I wanted to have this recording made for him on this podcast. So it'll be something that's forever and always around. And as morbid as it sounds, sometimes it's nice to have a reminder as we age and get older, or something were to ever happen to me, that he'll always have this episode as a reminder about how much I appreciate him being in my life. So let me start at the beginning. So I know that I've talked about my love story on this podcast before, but I don't think I've ever said it in one shot, and so that's what this will be. I met Adam, well, the funny thing is, the first time I ever saw Adam, I was in a vitamin cottage, and I remember I was with my ex-husband at the time, and we were looking for something because I had a cold. And so I asked one of the associates, because, you know, vitamin cottage has lots of different pills, so I asked one of the associates if they could help me out. And so Adam was the associate who helped us out, and I was like, "Ooh, he's really pretty," and he acted a little bit queer, but I wasn't sure if he was or not. And that's actually the last time I saw him. And as I've said to many people before, the way that I met Adam again, or how we became friends, is Adam came to one of my karaoke shows when I was in drag, and he was sitting at a very large table at the back of the room by the door by himself, and he was at this very large table, and I went and sat at his table. And I said, "Hey, what are you doing?" And he basically said, "Oh, I'm supposed to be meeting someone here for a date." I found out later in life that he was supposed to be bringing a lot of friends, and that's why Adam was sitting at such a big table. So me and a couple of my friends sat with him, and then the date eventually did show up without anybody, actually, which was really interesting. And we all kind of talked and hung out, and so me and Adam exchanged phone numbers, and that's how we became friends. The thing is, when Adam and I started dating, a lot of people felt a little bit of a way about it because they had known me with my ex-husband, and they had known me in a certain role in life, and a lot of people couldn't see how we interacted or how we operated with each other. And so some people really were getting down on how we were as a couple, and thinking that it wouldn't last. And a lot of people always said that Adam was really weird. And the thing is, Adam is weird to this day. He is a very strange monster of a person. But the thing is, I never really saw Adam as weird. I never even really saw him as quirky. Me and Adam were having this conversation recently about just the little things that I do that annoy him, that he doesn't really necessarily get super annoyed by, but just little things that I annoy him. And he said, "Well, what things do I do that annoy you?" And I told him, I was like, "You don't really do anything that annoys me." And he was like, "What do you mean?" I was like, "You don't really do anything that annoys me." And it's not because I'm foolish or weird or too invested. It's just that when you start dating a person, like, you just end up appreciating them for who they are and all the things that they do. Adam doesn't actively go out of his way to do things that are hurtful or harmful to me, which is breaking cycles of abuse I've had in previous relationships. Adam listens to me about the things that hurt me, and Adam also listens to me about the things that boost me up. And those are some of the most important qualities to have in a relationship. One of the things I have probably mentioned in the past is that, so Adam was actually my Valentine, I think a year or two before we started dating, because my ex-husband couldn't be bothered to spend that time with me on those days for whatever, whichever reasons. And so Adam and I actually ended up spending our Valentines together. And then after I was separated from my ex-husband, that next Valentine's Day, Adam wrote me a card that says, "I'm really happy that we're friends." And I told Adam that we're dating now. And so that's how we started dating. And, and everything progressed slowly from there. And I told myself, and I've said this to a bunch of my friends, that if Adam and I didn't work out, then, I did that thing that we're all afraid of, right? Oh my God, if it doesn't work out, I'm going to lose this friend. The thing is, I think that sometimes it's worth the risk if you really believe that somebody should be in your life. I really do believe that it's okay to take a chance if you believe that someone is worth that journey for. I feel like sometimes it's too much of an excuse to say you're worried you'd ruin a friendship because you could be missing out on really great love. Now, one of the reasons I wanted to do this is so I could actually, and it's actually the title of the episode. People tend to think that I love Adam for all the stuff that he does for me. And yeah, sure, that's a part of it. I mean, that's a partnership, right? You love somebody because they help you. You love somebody because they make you feel like you're worth something. You love somebody because they make you feel like you're not crazy, right? And I think that that is great reasons to love someone. I truly do. But what I've also learned is loving somebody doesn't mean anything unless you're loved in return at this loved in return at the in return at the same intensity as a person who also loves you. Adam comes from such an interesting background. Like his childhood was kind of interesting, and how he grew up is kind of interesting. And then especially his high school years were really interesting as well. He's really into technology. He super loves Skyrim and video games. He loves technology. And, now he's just learning to love sound and being a DJ and all these things. One thing that I've always loved about Adam is that he's driven and he's really passionate about the things that he enjoys. And it's so crazy. If you just get into a room with Adam and he starts talking about the things that he likes, like he'll talk forever and ever and ever and ever about these things because they make him happy. The reason that I love Adam, if I could sum it up in a sentence, is because he has a simplistic joy when it comes to life. He finds enjoyment in the smallest places, and he finds happiness in some of the smallest places. And he can build a whole life and thing around those experiences. And then also, he really likes to do all of those things with me. And it's really great to be with a person who is genuinely excited to have life experiences with you. I love him so much that it really does get hard to actually talk about. One of the ways that I think on the internet that somebody said it, they're like, "I'm just really attracted to my husband." And that is true for me. Adam is one of my favorite people. I'm kind of obsessed with him. I'm kind of obsessed with the things that he does and how he operates and how he moves through life. I get excited about his successes. I get disappointed at his failures. I get sad when he's sad. I get happy when he's happy. And I know some people are like, "Oh, that's really a mesh. Like your emotions are super controlled by this other person." And to a degree, that's probably true. But I think that you should have your emotions be affected by people who are close to you. Adam and I often walk in a partnership, and we, in the basis of our relationship, we say it's open communication. And I do think that that has a lot to do with how we've been able to work through some of our more difficult moments. Now, the one thing too that most people don't know about us is that a lot of times at night before we go to bed is when we actually get to have our alone time. A lot of times people think they're like, "Well, you guys are always together." Well, it's like, yeah, we're always together. But it doesn't mean we're actually always hanging out. My favorite thing in the world to do is just to like hug Adam from behind and just rest my head on his back as he does whatever he's doing. I am one of those people who appreciate physical touch, but my love language is actually quality time. And I think that Adam's love language is also probably quality time. And so when we get to have those moments where we're like burning through a new anime or getting excited to see a new movie or going on a vacation or sitting next to each other on a plane, We get to really enjoy each other's company and appreciate each other for who we are. Now, I know our relationship is far from perfect, but honestly, there are aspects of it that are really actually perfect. Not trying to, when I talk about Adam on the internet, I know people always are like, they're like, I wonder what goes on behind closed doors. The way that I talk about Adam online is actually pretty reminiscent of what actually happens behind closed doors. So when we're at home, like Adam will be the person who takes out the trash and does the recycling and things like that. And he always makes his side of the bed. He washes his clothes. He gets music together for shows. He's always learning things about technology on his computer. And he's always eating. And I mean, he is constantly always eating. He is always having food in his mouth. And the thing that I love about him is that he gets so angry whenever things are made inappropriately. Like literally, he'll like go all the way back to Taco Bell if they make a sandwich wrong or something like that. And I just think that that's so charming. Adam does have a temper on him, and I guess that would be something about him that I don't necessarily love, but it's also one of those things that makes me feel safe. Adam has been put in situations recently where my life has been in danger, and he's had to keep track of me. And we've kind of developed this joke that people just can't leave me unsupervised because I keep ending up in situations that are insanely dangerous. The way that I walk through life with Adam is that he drives my car. It's not because I can't drive. I'm actually a better driver than him. It's because he likes to drive. I like to watch him while he's driving. I like to see that he knows where he's going. Adam is that person where he'll drop me off in front of a venue and park like 7 blocks away, and then meet us inside. And I've always found that that's just one of the best qualities about him, that he'll be helpful for other people. And it's not just me. He's helpful to anybody who needs that kind of assistance. I have about 1.5 billion stories about why Adam is so special, but I think I'm only going to use a few for this podcast. One specifically is Adam is one of those people who offers. He was going to, one of my friends lost their car, and Adam was going to offer his old car to that person for very cheap or even for free for a while so they could use it to get around. And I think that that just is a really great side of his character. When we first started dating, there was actually a person who just needed a TV, and so he just gave them the TV, and that's just who he is. He never takes anything for granted. He's always so appreciative of the gifts that he gets on Christmas and the things that people send him. He's super happy when he gets awards at work, and from all of his coworkers, it sounds like he's a great, responsible person. And as much as I know this sounds like I'm reading off a resume, when I think about if I when I think about him too much, it makes me overwhelmingly emotional. So when I talk about Adam, I do it in a very specific tone to make myself not feel all weepy and too sad. I'll probably get there towards the end of the episode. But the reason I'm bringing this up for all of you listeners is one, yes, so Adam can have this forever and always. But then two, that I to let you know that it's not impossible. I went through a lot of hurt in life. I didn't even think I would ever get married again. I didn't actually ever think that I would actually fall in love again at the same level. I thought I would just have dating experiences until the day I died. But then this person comes into my life who wants to treat me like I matter and make me feel like I'm special and make me feel like that I'm something worth loving is what made me believe in love again. Because my ex-husband used to always say that he killed my fairy tale. And the thing is, I think that that's probably true. I became a lot more realistic after my previous relationship ended. But when I got with Adam, he started building a new fairy tale for me. He started doing it from page one, starting with Once Upon a Time, and making it seem like by the end of the story, I was going to be happier than I've ever been. And the thing is, me and Adam have had bumps along the way. Nothing too aggressively serious, but they've just been bumps. I remember one of our first fights that we had when we moved to Portland, probably one of our biggest fights, was he had used my debit card without permission to get like a snack, and I flew off the handle because I was like, I can't believe this man's using my money. And like I was so disappointed and like was screaming at him and things like that. And being like all upset, but I also believe in not letting the sun set on your anger, even though we've probably gotten to bed mad at each other a handful of times, sure. But me and Adam started dating when I was 30. I'm about to be 38 this year, so we've been together for 7 years. And I just 7+ years, I mean. And I think that one of the things that was super interesting for me is one of my friends used to tell me he's deliriously in love with you, and I didn't quite know what that meant. And then one day somebody showed me this video. Everybody had always said when I'm performing, Adam is just staring at me like he's just falling in love. And so one time somebody actually just took a video of Adam watching me perform, and they were like, that's how he looks at you the entire time you're performing. And then I asked him about it, and he's like, well, I just want to make sure that you he's like, I just love the way you perform. I just want to make sure that you're doing okay, and I always just keep an eye on you. And then the other story that I want to share, to not get too mushy, even though this episode is going to be as mushy as hell, is I remember when I asked Adam when we first got engaged, I said, oh, we need to figure out what we're going to do with our last names. And Adam just kept saying, well, I figured it out. And I was just like, okay. And then I remember like months later, he's like, I figured it out. And I was like, okay, well, can you let me know? And he just kept saying no. And I was getting so frustrated. And then he told me that he was going to be going by Adam Williams. So he was going to be taking my last name. And then I also made a decision too that he can't back out of. And even though at the time of filming this, it hasn't quite happened, but I told him that I really want our first kid when we have children to be named after him. Like I want it to be Adam, his middle name, last name, the second. And he keeps saying that he's not okay with that. And I'm like, I don't care. I was like, I want my probably what will be my new favorite person to be named after my old favorite person. Because Adam is just my favorite person. As many of you know, and because I've been doing it for about, God, forever now, I sing I Can Hear the Bells from the musical Hairspray. And I change all the words to be about different parts of me and Adam's relationship. And the thing is, because I believe in the meaning of where the song goes, like to where the way the song ends, it says, even when we die, we'll look down from up above, remembering the night that we two fell in love. And I really do believe that that's going to be true for us. I remember I was reading an article, not reading, I was reading a panel from a comic book for it was like a Poison Ivy and a Harley moment. Like one of them like was dying, and one of them had said to the other, I don't want to wait as long to find you in the next life. And that's how I kind of feel like me and Adam are always going to be, regardless if we end up as heaven or hell or space dust or whatever the afterlife holds for us or reincarnation. I know that forever and always, I'm going to continue to find this person every single time, no matter what it takes, because my heart was full and complete before I met him. It was damaged and it was hurt. And it was a little shattered from time to time. But this person has healed so much of that heart. And now I feel like my heart doesn't ever want to live without him. And as I know that sounds terrible because, you know, tomorrow isn't promised. So, and I do believe in this. Tomorrow isn't promised. So I try every day to say I love you as much as possible because I don't want there to ever be even a moment where he doesn't feel that he's not the most important person in the universe to me. The thing is, he is my family. He is my best friend. He is my lover. He is my guide. He is my protector. And he is my warmth. Like, I wish love for everybody. And I wish love, even a speck of what this feels like from day to day, from moment to moment, from hour to hour. This love transcends so much. And that's why I make him wear my merch shirts everywhere so people know that his ass is taken. The thing is, I know that I sound like I'm googly-eyed or on cloud nine still, but I would feel after 7 years that that feeling would go away in some capacity, and it never did. I just really want him to always be happy. I think that's all I can really ask for. He means so much to me, and I like his stupid, stupid smile because his smile is literally pretty much all I need in life. Everything else I can work through. And even when, and here's my last story. I remember I sent him, because I live with depression, and I remember I sent him a broken heart, and then he sent back the broken heart with an arrow to like a whole heart, and he said, "There, I fixed it." And I guess on my side of the equation, which I don't think he knows, is when I realized that I would love him forever and always, because he's my person. In the Grey's Anatomy speech, he's my little weirdo. He's my little Superman. He's everything and a half to me. I don't know if I'll ever be able to find all of the words that express how much this companionship will define who I am for the rest of my life. But I think it's always fun to try. I love talking about my love story to the most amazing human on this planet. And because when I wake up every single day, it's going to be him. And we started saying this cute thing this last year because we watched Riverdale, where we say it's me and you and the sweet hereafter. Not because I'm looking forward to the destination, but I know that this journey that him and I are on together, I hope it will continue to be a beautiful one. I actually recently just got some terrible medical news, and so I'm going to do this thing that I'm incredibly embarrassed to do, where I'm going to be asking him to come to the doctor's office with me. And it's a big gesture for me because I'm really independent. Most everybody in my family doesn't really bring people to the doctors with them, but I'm going to see if my doctor's office will allow my husband to come in the room so we can hear the diagnosis. And then we can come up with a plan together as a couple to figure out how we can be the best versions of ourselves. Because I do. I want to live a long, happy, and healthy life with this man by my side. And I remember just seeing all of those movies with queer couples who actually do make it to the end of life together, and the other person dies. And I remember there's even like a episode of Grey's Anatomy, I think, where it was like a queer couple that came out later in life, and one of them said, "I don't want to let you go because it took me so long to find you." Even me and Adam dating when I was 30 made me feel like I had such a waste of time with my ex-husband. And yes, I know people get mad at that, but it's true. Like, this love has been so overwhelming that I'm sad I wasted any other of my life not having it with him. And I know people said, well, you had to become that person you needed to be so you could find him. And the thing is, I would have loved to grow with Adam. And maybe he came into the picture at the correct and right time. But I just know deep down in my soul that this is the person that I'm supposed to be with. And I'm also really excited because we're both going to be in our 30s. This is going to be the first time ever that me and Adam have been in the same age bracket while dating. So I'm going to dedicate myself to the next 10 years of his life, giving him all of the wonder and amazement that he gave me through my 7 years of my 30s. And I want to make sure that he has every single one of those experiences as well. Because he deserves good things. He deserves happiness. And every part of who I am, I work hard for myself. But I also want to make sure that he knows that at the end of the day, well, as I'll say it from the song, that even when we die and we look down from up above, we'll remember the night that we two fell in love. Then we both will shed a tear and he'll whisper, "I can hear the bells."
Hi, everybody. This has been another episode of A Gem of a Secret Podcast. The host of A Gem of a Secret Podcast is Coco Gem Holiday. Our music was provided by Touche Douche and Party Favors. You can follow them on Instagram at Touche Likes Beef and Party Favors Music. Please follow us online at www.agemofasecretpodcast.com. That is a J-E-M of a secret podcast.com or anywhere you listen to podcasts. Our episodes are released every Thursday. Bye-bye.